Pete, could you name and describe as many kinds of beef from cattle?
Do what now?
Name and describe as many kinds of meat from cattle.
Meat from cattle?
Yeah.
Well, of course, the general term is beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want the different cuts of the...
Mm-hmm. That you know of.
Well, of course, it's divided into four quarters. the two fore quarters and the two hind quarters. And the hind quarter, you, generally you get the... of course, you get all the round steaks or roasts made from the round.
Do you ever live on a farm?
A work out. Not really. But I sold paper to meat markets for years.
Oh, okay.
Wrapping paper and stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And of course the front part has the shoulder roasts and the ribs are attached to that, and then winds up the loin. The loin part of the beef has the better steaks, you know, like the tenderloin and the sirloin and the T-bone and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of, different cuts of hogs too that you found out about?
Different cuts of it?
Yeah, of hogs.
Oh, sure. It's the same way. The legs, excuse me, the back legs are made into hams, back thighs anyway, and the front legs are made into picnic hams, they call them, and of course the pork chops come from the loin part of the,
mm-hmm.
of the animal, and the ribs are made into spare ribs, and of course they use the head to cook it down and make hog head cheese.
Right, that's terrific. That's your first person to...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, hog head cheese, that's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my mother's time, daddy's time, they used to use every bit of it, you know. They,
mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they even use the bladder for a balloon. The kids to play with it, you know, like a balloon. You know?
did they ever make anything with the blood from the hog?
Not that I've
ever heard.
I've heard the expression, but not in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I've read it in a book or something, blood pudding or something like that, but I don't know what it is, so I wouldn't be familiar with that.
Yeah, I think what they do is mix blood with, like, cornmeal.
Oh, is that right? That sounds terrible.
Let's
scratch that out, I wouldn't.
Oh, wow. Did your parents butcher hogs and stuff?
Well, No, we never had it in our house except one time. We always had cows, milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
But one time my sister got a job working for a company, and one of the salesmen that worked for this company had a litter of pigs that were born. And she said, "Oh, I'd like to have one of those," you know, so he bought her one of them. And, so she brought it home, not knowing what else to do with it, you know. And so my dad fixed up a pen for him, and well, he grew up to be about a 500-pound hog.
Jeez.
And so they butchered him in our backyard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This was still, it was still out of the city limits in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite an operation. They used everything they had there. Just about, you know.